Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Half Right Podcast. I'm here with one of my co-hosts, Fonz. How you doing?
Great, great.
It's wonderful. Max Powers is going to hop on later with his predictions. This is a special episode. It's WrestleMania season, one of my favorite times of the year, and one of my favorite pay-per-views being the Royal Rumble. So we're going to jump into our predictions. So how are you feeling about how everything is shaping up for the Royal Rumble compared to the prep that they were doing for previous pay-per-views in the last part of 2021?
I mean, I think, like, in recent memory, phone's ringing in the background. I'm near the house phone.
It's cool. So
might have to wait for it to stop.
We can't hear it.
Okay. Well, I feel like this is the, like, least excited I've ever been for a Rumble. And that's even compared to last year when they were the Thunderdome and there was no fans. I feel like, you know, I'm underwhelmed by a lot. I mean, you could ask me who I know who I want to win the Rumbles.
We're gonna get to that.
But I don't really care for what they've got going on. I mean, their two world title feuds are, you know, A1 with Brock and Bobby. I'm excited for the world title matches more than the two Rumbles. And it's literally called the Royal Rumble. I feel like I should be more excited for the Rumble.
Okay. So I don't want you to go ahead and give all the spoilers. So let's go ahead and jump right into the match card. So the Royal Rumble is on a Saturday, similar to how day one was on a Saturday. I guess the WWE doesn't want to compete with the NFL. So there's only six matches on the card, two of those being the Royal Rumble matches for both the men and women. Also, there's no special start time. It's starting at 8:00. So we'll see how this goes. Out of all of these matches, three of them are title matches. Then you have the two Rumbles. Then you just have the one with Edge, Beth, Miz, and Maryse. So we're going to start off with the mixed tag team match. WWE Hall of Famers, the Grit Couple, Edge and Beth Phoenix versus the It Couple, Miz and Maryse. Who do you have?
Personally, I think this Edge and Miz rivalry is fucking weak. I feel like they'd both be better served feuding with other people. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the only reason the feud is interesting now is because of Beth Phoenix and Maryse. They add another layer to it, but yeah. I think it's going to be Edge and Beth winning because I think, you know, Edge is right now, you know, Edge is a bigger star. I think they probably had bigger plans for him. But, you know, this is just, I don't really know why this match has happened. I feel like this shit could have took place on a fucking Raw. You could have put Beth and Maryse in the Rumble, which could still happen because we've seen in the past superstars do pull double duty.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the Grit Couple. It'll be Edge and Beth Phoenix. I feel like it's going to be a good match because Edge and Miz at day one was a very good match. Beth and Maryse, they play their roles in this feud very well, and they complement it. The Beth and Maryse layer takes the feud to another level. I feel like Maryse, this is just my honest opinion on the Miz. I feel like the Miz, yeah, he's a superstar, you know? But I feel like with John Morrison, you know, and when he's by himself, he's not really the Miz. It's like when he's with Maryse, he's a guy I could take serious as a WWE champ. Like, she adds a whole nother layer to his character. We saw it when she came back years ago, you know, before she got pregnant and, you know, they started having kids. She adds like this. She makes Miz a main eventer, in my opinion. She makes him a main event act. So I'm happy that he's back with her because I take him more serious when he has Maryse with him. Like, the Miz is a classic heel. He is a classic heel. He's slimy. You don't think he has any right beating the people that he beats. But when he's with Maryse, he's a superstar. He's a main eventer, in my opinion. So you know, I want to see, I would like to see, you know, with them having kids at home, you don't know how long Maurice, she's probably going to, you know, be gone from his side, you know, after Mania season. I don't see this as like a full-time thing. You know, obviously with Beth, because Edge's a part-timer as well. But, you know, I'll go with the Grit Couple. I'm like 95% sure on that. Unless they want to carry this feud over Mania, over to Mania, which we, I mean, I feel like it's not going to happen.
All right. I don't think that this feud should happen in Mania. Well, I don't think it should drag into Mania. Miz and Maurice are known for taking on couples. They took on the Bella Twins and their respective partners at the time. And I'm saying in air quotes because Nikki Bella and John Cena are no longer together. Same thing with the with Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. They took them on. So I think that the whole couple thing is actually a niche now for Miz and Maurice because they have, Miz can talk on the mic. Maurice is just there to have his back at all times. I actually really like this storyline, and how cool is it that, you know, the way that the whole love story is between Edge and Beth is that they didn't meet until they were both like out of wrestling. So it's like they never thought that they would be on camera together like this. And once she left NXT, I was like, okay, I can see her popping up with Edge in some way, shape, or form. But in all reality, there's no way that the It Couple are beating the Grit Couple. So I'm going with the Grit Couple. Like, Beth Phoenix doesn't even need Edge to take on Miz and Maurice. She could do that shit by herself. So I'm gonna go with the Grit Couple. But you know, like you said, the Miz is a little slimy, a little cheat. So if they do win, how Maurice hit Beth in the back of the head with that brick in her clutch, it's not gonna be a fair clean win if he happens to win. Just like their match at Royal Rumble was like, you know, there was interference, not Royal Rumble, at day one, there was interference there. But I'm gonna automatically go with the Grit Couple. I went against Edge at the day one with my day one prediction. I went against Edge because I was like, the Miz is sneaky, but I'm not gonna go against him again. I'm gonna go with the Grit Couple.
Let me just say this, Beth Phoenix and Maurice, I'm happy that, you know, a whole new generation of fans gets to see them. Because they were around. Beth is a G. She's a trailblazer. We already know what Beth meant to the Divas era when they weren't even getting their respect. And I'm gonna be, Maurice is a G too. Because Maurice, I was always someone I felt like was talented in the ring, and she was a good heel, like very dislikable. She was very good at her role. So to see those two get their moment in the sun, you know, with this new era and this new generation that loves women wrestling, I'm excited to see them go at it. I'm probably more excited with that aspect of the feud because we don't get to see Beth wrestle often. Nope. So, I don't know. I think this might be her last match since WrestleMania 35, I believe, when she tagged with Natalya.
Yeah,
when we were there at Mania. Yeah, I think this might be her first match since then. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah, you know, I like that prediction. What we got next?
I do want to ask you, though. Would this whole Edge and Beth thing have worked when he was feuding with Seth to have brought Becky into the mix? Would that have worked?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so either. Maybe it'll be better now because they're both heels, but the Becky and Seth pairing on TV just comes off as awkward.
Oh.
Because I don't know. I mean, I feel like like in that marriage, just like Roman said, you know, Becky's the superstar. I'm not saying Seth isn't a superstar, but with Edge and The Miz, both bigger superstars than their wives, no disrespect. But I feel like with Seth and Becky, it's a little awkward because, I mean, and it shouldn't be because, you know, sounds like some sexist stuff, but I feel as though Becky's the bigger star and
she is absolutely the bigger star.
Yes. She's the bigger star. So she like diminishes, I don't know, Seth's light when if you go to the Edge and Beth.
Because they each stand on their own.
Yes, but they're really like, but also Beth isn't on the level of superstar to Edge. Don't get me wrong, she's a badass, a trailblazer. Yeah. But you know, that she's just adding a layer. You bring Becky into a storyline. as it should be, which I'm okay with, because for so many years women have added to story, but I don't think with a superstar as big as Edge that feud would have worked. Now, if you want to do, I don't know, it would have to be a feud with, I think Becky and Seth on screen together is just kind of awkward. Maybe it'll be better. I feel like if they did it now, it would be better because they both be heels and they're both obnoxious. So I think that a Becky-Seth pairing on TV now would work. But Becky's the bigger star, which is why I think it was awkward the first time.
Okay. I mean, they plug each other all the time now. Like, all they do is really talk about each other. Becky and her, I'm going home to my husband, my wife, and my daughter. So they plug each other a lot. All right, we're going to jump over to the men's Royal Rumble match. Right now, there's 15 superstars announced. What are your thoughts on there not being any surprises? What are your thoughts on them announcing that they're entering the Royal Rumble? Like, is that necessary for you?
I mean, it's not necessary, but as you said, there's only 15 spots filled, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you who. There's Johnny Knoxville, who's not even a superstar. You know, they always have to have that celebrity effect. Austin
Theory. I understand the celebrity effect, but it's some real dumb shit to me, to be honest with you. But, you know, it'll get eyes on the product and...
Yeah. So we have Johnny Knoxville, Austin Theory, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Kofi, Sammy, Madcap Moss, Happy Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens. So it's a lot of tag teams in here. We also have to note that the division of it's just slim in general. But one question, who would you like to see win the Rumble and who would you like to see in the Rumble as a surprise?
You know, this is tough because, I mean, who I want to see win the Rumble is Big E.
Okay, so Big E is your official pick.
He's my official pick. Big E is my official pick. Because from what I've heard, you know, I think the plan was always for Seth to win. Seth was going to win the WWE Championship at day one. Okay. But, you know, we'll get to those predictions later in the show. But I believe that Big E should win the Rumble, and I believe he's going to win the Rumble. As for surprises, I'd like to see somebody, you know, with the company.
Oh,
I think Big E is going to win. I think he should win. Just like I said, you know, with the Seth and Big E, you know, they were supposed to. I heard rumors that they were going to. You know, that was a scheduled Mania match. And we can still see that, you know, with Seth fighting Roman for the Universal title. We can see Big E versus Seth for the Universal title instead of the WWE Championship.
Uh-huh. I don't see that for me.
I've heard reports.
Heard some things.
I've heard from Dave Meltzer, you know, who's a dickhead, but he's pretty accurate with the stuff that he says.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. I've heard... The plan is for Brock and Roman to fight at Mania, as we all know. But the plan right now is not for it to be title for title.
Okay, we'll get there.
I'm gonna go with Big E.
You're going with Big E. And who would you like to see? Someone that's not from WWE. Someone that's... Are you gonna say the name?
Let's see. Since we're opening up Forbidden Doors, and he was mentioned on SmackDown.
I already know where this is.
Let's see what the hell John Moxley's doing. Put him in the Rumble. I mean, it's probably not going to happen. But
I already knew where it was going when you said somebody that's not with the company. I could see him coming back, maybe because he's with AEW, so it's like the whole Forbidden Doors kind of thing. Maybe somebody from Impact will come. We do have someone from Impact Wrestling in the Women's Royal Rumble. All right, so I'm going to give my pick. Honestly, I could see Kevin Owens winning the Rumble.
That's a good pick.
I could see Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has been on a spree, and then imagine the best friends going at it. The best friends. So I'm going to go with Kevin Owens.
We Okay.
That's like out of left field, but I'm going to go with Kevin Owens winning the Rumble. He has not won the Rumble. Has he? No.
Nope.
Kevin hasn't won the Rumble. He has also resigned with, you know, WWE. So I'm wondering if he said, yeah, it was best for my family, but I'm wondering if as an incentive to get him to stick around, you know, they're putting him in these title pictures and maybe he gets his main event moment. So I'm going to go with Kevin Owens. You went with Big E. Great pick. But I'm going to go with Kevin Owens. And who would I like to see? Oh, it will be a dream to see Moxley just to come, you know. But I don't really think that he fits in the Rumble match as he does interfering some way in that Roman-Seth match, which I have my thoughts on that. So
you're 100% right. But I think if he were to appear for WWE...
If he were to appear in that match and Seth and Roman did not fight yet, no one cares. No one cares. If Moxley appears in the Royal Rumble match... No one's going to care about that because they're going to still be buzzing about.
Everybody's going to care about that. Are you crazy?
No. My point is that he's going to overshadow them a little bit by returning.
Moxley isn't going to return. Moxley isn't going to return. It's wishful thinking. We both
thinking. He signed to AEW. Yeah. If he wasn't signed to AEW, I'd have more hope. But AEW, they're not on that type of time right now. So they are not really friends, as far as we know, with WWE. All right, jumping over to the 30-woman Royal Rumble match. Charlotte Flair, the current SmackDown Women's Champion, is entering the Rumble match. I really don't like when this happens. Because for all that, the SmackDown Women's Championship, remember when Roman went in to defend it? It could have been defended like that. So we got Charlotte, Rhea, Nikki A.S.H., who is turning into a heel or whatever. You got the Hall of Famers, the Bella Twins, Shotzi, Natalya, Michelle McCool, Dana Brooke, the tag champs. Oh, let me not put disrespect on Dana Brooke's name. She is the current WWE 24/7 champion. Shout out to her for getting her title. WWE tag team champs.
You know what? Who cares about that title?
Well, she does. Carmella and Zelina. Then we have the Impact Knockouts champion, Mickey James, Tamina, Kelly, Aaliyah, Summer Rae, Naomi, Shayna Baszler, another Hall of Famer, Lita, Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, and there's 9 more that are going to TBA. So again, what are your thoughts on Charlotte entering? She doesn't have a current feud right now. I mean, she is kind of feuding with Naomi, but Naomi's still getting screwed over by...
I'm gonna be real with you. I like the fact that Charlotte's in the Rumble because years ago they did a similar thing with Brock, and Brock entered the Men's Royal Rumble when it really wasn't no clear-cut feud for him. And I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. But then we ended up getting the Drew McIntyre winning the Rumble after eliminating Brock. So I think they need to follow that same template, maybe not the same exact way, but whoever eliminates Charlotte from the Rumble should challenge her at Mania. And it would be perfect because it's like Charlotte's so dominant. It's like, yo, and can't nobody fuck with me. I don't even got to defend my title at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. I'm going to enter the Rumble and try to win it. And then, boom, she gets eliminated. And then that person challenges for her belt.
Who's the person?
I don't believe that the person who eliminates Charlotte is going to win the Rumble.
No, but I'm saying who's the person that you're thinking is going to eliminate her? And then give me your pick for who you think is going to win.
I mean, they've done it and it hasn't really been good, but if you could build, first of all, I don't know if they'll face Charlotte at Mania, because for some reason, I think that the money feud on SmackDown is eventually Sasha versus Charlotte. Sasha should be back in time for Mania. I think that Sasha-Charlotte is going to be a Mania match, but I feel like whoever eliminates Charlotte from the Rumble face her at a pay-per-view leading up to Mania.
Okay.
Like the smartest plan would have been Sasha to eliminate her. But the winner of the Royal Rumble, spoiler, after that, Bianca Belair is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. Bianca Belair is going to win the Royal Rumble, and she is going to go on to Mania, and she is going to get her revenge finally one-on-one with Becky Lynch. That's the money story right there. Becky, Bianca, Bianca gets her belt back. They main event night one of WrestleMania. Two years in a row, Bianca finishes on top. Bianca's a star. They keep Becky. They separated Becky and Bianca, let Bianca do her thing with Doudrop. They let Becky do her thing with Liv, and then right around Mania season. I mean, we haven't seen that yet. We've seen men win multiple Rumbles. But Steve Austin won back-to-back Rumbles before, right?
And so did Shawn Michaels.
And so did Shawn Michaels. Bianca Belair needs to join. First woman to win two Rumbles and the first woman to win back-to-back, and she's going to join that list with Stone Cold and with Shawn Michaels of the only back-to-back winners of the Rumble, and join the list of two-time winners, which is full of Hall of Famers. So Bianca Belair is winning the Rumble. It needs to happen. Bianca Becky Mania.
Great. So great storyline. I just want to throw a wrench in the plans. Where's Bailey? Bailey's been rehabbing. I know she got the brace off. I've been looking at her on social media. There's 9 women that are still open to come in. And I could see Bailey doing something along the lines of, remember Cena, when Cena came back at that Royal Rumble and won. I don't know if Bailey is cleared, but we don't know if she is not going to not appear. So Bailey is my surprise entrant. But Bianca winning back to back, that would be amazing. I really like your theory of her going against. And Sasha, why is Sasha out? Where's she at?
She hurt again. My baby hurt.
Oh, she's hurt. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought she was doing something.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying Bianca Belair. I don't know if Bailey's clear, because I would go with Bailey.
And you know what? If Bailey's clear, be the one to eliminate Charlotte, and then you could do a Charlotte. Listen, the four horsewomen, people can say, oh, they feuded, blah blah. The four horsewomen,
you can always run it back.
You can run it back. Those are iconic rivals. They're like Orton, Cena, Stone Cold, Rock. You know, maybe not on those levels. I mean, they're definitely on the Cena Orton level, in my opinion, but they're like transcendent rivalries. Like, you could put any of the four horsewomen together, tell me, yo, they're going to main event night two of WrestleMania. I'll be like, okay, because I'm interested when they're going at it. And every single one of them has star power. Before, I feel like it was like a whole, people didn't really appreciate how big of like the star of Bayley and Sasha was until the pandemic era hit. And they literally were carrying every brand, you know? So I feel like their star level has reached Charlotte and Becky, definitely.
So when you mentioning Bianca winning back
to back, it was always there, in my opinion.
When you mentioned Bianca winning back to back, if Charlotte wins, she'll have won twice. Another name that is still up in the air, I completely forgot about Asuka. Could she be coming back for the Rumble? I don't see her winning, but I'm saying, could she be coming back in the Rumble?
You're giving me some good names, personally. I can see Asuka or Bailey eliminating Charlotte. Shoot.
So I mean, there's a lot of but I'm thinking Bailey, and I'm thinking maybe they wouldn't have her come out the gate and win the Rumble because she's a heel per se.
You know a surprise. You know a name that I'm hearing a lot.
Who?
With a sleeper Rumble pick, Lita, after her interaction with.
Think that she needs to win to get a Mania match.
I mean, listen. I'm hearing a lot of people say, oh, Lita's too old. Edge won the Rumble last year. I don't want to hear none of that. It should be equality for women and men. If Edge can win a Rumble at however old he was last year, Lita should be able to come back on a part-time basis, win her Rumble, and get her Mania match too.
Trish did. Was Trish at Mania with Charlotte? Was that Mania?
That was SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Well, she got her main event pay-per-view. She got one of the big four.
Okay, what we got next?
I can't pick. Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't give your prediction yet.
I gave my guesses. I'm thinking Bayley.
Let's just say you're going with Bayley.
I'm going with Bayley. I'm going with Bayley.
I got Bianca back to back. Let's move on to these big two title matches.
Well, we got three title matches. Real quick, who's your pick with Becky Lynch versus Doudrop? Who you got?
I don't really care, Becky.
I can care less
about this. Don't care, Becky. Becky's going to win. Retain. I'm happy Doudrop's getting an opportunity. I feel like Doudrop's talented. She just got a stupid name.
I would love if she was still Piper. Like, I can't take it seriously. But what if this one on the Manhandle Slam, though? You like
I
it?
Don't know why, I don't know why you hate the Manhandle Slam. I hate it. Shoot. You hated the Bayley to Belly, too. I hated it.
I'm so glad she did something different.
The Manhandle Slam ain't as bad as the Bayley to Belly, though.
It's not, but it's still not good.
Okay. I mean, I like the Manhandle Slam. She needs something different. She just can't be tapping people out every match.
Yeah. All right. So we got the WWE title match. Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar.
Brock. It's going to be a good match. It's going to be a great match. I'm excited to finally see it happen. Because when I first started watching wrestling, you told me that Bobby Lashley reminded you of Brock Lesnar. And then to see Brock and to watch some of his earlier stuff, you really see the similarities. So I'm going to go with Brock is going to win. It's going to be a good match, but Brock is going
to
win.
You're going to give it to
Brock. Retain his title, yeah.
I have to agree because what I think is going to happen, I still think it's going to happen. I think we're going to get a champion versus champion match at Mania. So I'm going to go with Brock. No shade to Bobby. This is a dream match. But I love Brock's knock-knock joke. Knock-knock, who's there? Bobby. Bobby who? Exactly. Brock Lesnar don't even need Paul Heyman no more on the mic. He is showing a whole different side, and I'm here for
Brock,
it.
Brock looks as happy as he's ever been.
I feel like in front of the camera. He's having the time of his life, okay? He is really having fun. Then we get to what I think is going to be the main event. The WWE Universal title match. The Tribal Chief. Roman Reigns taking on his little brother, his arch nemesis, his Shield brethren, Seth freaking Rollins, with the stipulation of the SmackDown Tag Team Champs, the Usos being banned from ringside. Who you got? I got Roman, but who's your pick?
Seth is going to win. And Seth is going to win, and Brock is going to cost Seth, is going to cost Roman his title. Brock is gonna have an involvement with Roman losing the Universal title, in my opinion. And I feel like they're gonna take the Universal title back to Raw on the way to Mania, and the WWE Championship is gonna be on SmackDown. And you're still gonna get Roman and Brock at Mania, at which point I believe, I don't know, I gotta see what happens there. I'm not prepared to make a pick, but from what I heard, they're not unifying the titles. And you know, that could change, but if they're not, I feel like the only other scenario that I could see, if they are unifying the titles, then either Brock or Roman, one of these matches would have to come on, like Brock and Lashley would have to open up the show, okay? Mm-hmm. Or come on very early. Because there's two scenarios. I'm going with Seth beats Roman to gain the title. Brock takes it. But if they are doing championships, so that's my prediction, is Seth beats Roman. You've got Roman. You think it's going to be a champion versus champion.
Yes.
I think both scenarios are very possible. But if they're not unifying the belts, I mean, I personally think it makes sense to unify the belts because the roster is so thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see Brock opening the show or Roman. You could do either or. You could have Brock opening the show, winning his match against Bobby, and then saying, you know what? I want to go win the Rumble too. winning the Rumble and then saying, you know what, I want Roman's belt now too. That's the only way you get to that match. Is the only way you get to a champion versus champion match is either Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar has to win the Royal Rumble. Because you can't diminish the Royal Rumble, and I don't think they will. Whoever wins the Rumble gets a shot at the world title at Mania.
So here's my thought on that. Here's my thought on that, okay? The person that wins the Rumble can still get a shot at the title match because it is what? Two nights.
Yo.
So if you had, hear me out. I really think that if they were going to do Brock versus Roman, they would probably save that for night two. But hypothetically speaking, you have a two-night show. If you had Roman versus Brock, right? Title for title. Whoever wins, you unify it. That winner then goes on to face the Royal Rumble winner in night two.
You know what I would see?
And you see who gets it. I think that Brock would keep it because Roman's going to go and take a sabbatical and go off into the sunset. I don't think Roman needs a title to be the tribal chief.
I don't think he needs one right now. You know what? I like the way that sounds, but the main event of night two, the main event that's going to close the show is going to be for title versus title. It's going to be Roman versus Brock. So I can see the Royal Rumble winner challenging one of those men on night one. And then the storyline will be winner of this match, main event,
so Mania tomorrow. That's possible.
I'm reversing your theory, but I only thought there was one possible way to get to that champion versus champion. You just gave me another way. Yeah, and personally, I like this way better. I like your way better. But the only thing with your way, though, is, I mean, I feel like it's my way because you had it reversed. But don't you think that if they're going to do Roman versus Brock, it's Roman and Brock. That's night two, last match of the night, main event.
That's what I just said. So you reversing it, it still makes the plan.
Yeah. But if I reverse it, you know whoever's versus Roman or Brock in night one is going to lose. It's pretty predictable because they're not going to admit, you know, in the main event, they're going to do Roman versus Brock. And you know whoever is fighting for one of those respective titles the night before is losing. They're just there to get their match. But then, as we both think, the winner of the Rumble doesn't get diminished because they got their title shot. That's the cool thing about Mania being two nights now.
Yeah. I like that it's two nights. I really like that it's two nights. It spaces things out. It's not, ever since, you know, Undertaker, that Royal Rumble, not Royal Rumble, that WrestleMania where we like called each other like, yo, it's midnight and the show is still going on. I like, after being to a WrestleMania, I like that it's two nights and I think they should keep it that way.
Always stay two nights. Let me ask you a question. If you were to go to another Mania and you had to pick a night, what night would you go to? Would you go to night one or night two?
Night two. Because night two gives you a chance to like clean up what you wish could have happened in night one. So I would go to night two.
I would have really wanted to witness Sasha versus Bianca in night one, though. I think if the last Mania, the one in Tampa that just passed, if I had to pick a night, I probably would have picked night one. Sasha versus Bianca, because it was history.
Yeah. That's different. That was a different kind of thing, though, because we knew. We knew that one was going to be monumental. But if I don't know the match card, and I just
I'm
have to
go. Night two. I'm going night two.
So that is our predictions. Thank you all for tuning in.
Hopefully I'm right on mine. Rumble. I'm out.
Bye.
Finally, Max Power has come back to the Half Right podcast. Now, I know I missed the episode, but here's my predictions. But wait. You can see my eyes. Hold on. Let me throw on different shades. No. Let me throw on different shades. It doesn't matter what shades I wear. You know what matters? My prediction to the Royal Rumble this Saturday. That's what matters. Are you looking at Max Power, Struve? You sick freak. Pay attention. Right here. Right here. So, my predictions for this Royal Rumble. Let's get into it. Now the match. Edge and his wife, Beth Phoenix, versus The Miz and his wife, Maryse. That match is going to be a hands-down ass-kicking. Edge and his wife are going to run through The Miz and his wife easily. It's going to be an entertaining match. But Edge and his wife just have this aura about them. Like, they don't come here to play games. It's making me feel like the Purge. So for right now, I'm for sure going with Edge, and I'm not changing my answer. Because, you know, Roman on day one was supposed to lose his title, but that's a dumb thing for another day. Because Roman had to put his foot down like, I'm not losing my title. But let's not get into that. Next match. Becky Lynch versus Doudrop. Don't know who wants to see this match, but whoever does want to see it, just know that Becky's going to win. It's not going to be the easiest, cleanest match. I doubt it. Becky's probably going to do a lot of fuck shit. Trust me. I believe she's going to do a lot of fuck shit. That's going to get her this W. So, that's that. Now, let's get into the Royal Rumble. Now, I think I have three people that could win the Royal Rumble. Here are my top three. Omos, Randy, and Big E. Those are my three. I do feel like Kevin Owens could probably sneak in there, but my top three are those three. Omos, the least of the one to win. Randy is probably my number one pick. So if I had to choose somebody out of those three, it's Randy Orton to be the Royal Rumble winner. Go Randy. Now for the ladies, Royal Rumble. I know that Charlotte is going to do a lot of fuck shit. Okay, this episode should be called fuck shit. Okay, because Charlotte is going to do a lot of fuck shit. I believe she's probably going to knock out like 10 females out of the fucking ring. And then probably when she gets knocked off, she's probably going to eliminate two other females. I could be wrong. But just Charlotte's track record is on fuck shit. So that's why I believe it's going to do the fuck shit. Who is going to win? It's kind of hard. I'm just going to go with Bianca Belair. It's hard. I'm not guaranteeing this. This is what I would like to see. So that's who I'm going with. So keeping my fingers crossed. Now when it comes to Bobby Lashley, I'm not going to call him almighty, but Bobby Lashley nonetheless, and Brock. They're just giving everybody freaking, okay? Brock freaking Lesnar. Everybody's a freaking. That should be Max freaking Power. That has a nice ring to it. Or Max fucking Power. Should be a rapper, right? My prediction. It's kind of hard. I would love to see Bobby win and get his title back. And then Bobby be the man, waving the title, and then, you know, does what he does, and Brock could go back to working on a farm or whatever the fuck he does, and he comes back and forth, you know, to entertain us, and then go back to what he does. But knowing politics and how things are gonna roll, Brock Lesnar is gonna kick this guy's ass. But it's gonna be a great match. Two juggernauts going at it. This is what WWE is all about. The
mightiest of the mightiest going head to head, entertaining us for 5 to 20 minutes. So, Bobby, sorry, big dog, you're going to take this L, but in the parallel universe, you will win. But in this universe right here, WWE universe, taking that L. Then, coming to the last match of the night, or my last prediction for this particular thing. Roman Reigns versus Seth fucking Rollins. Yes, I said fucking. Roman was supposed to lose his title at day one. Since he didn't. And I don't think they're going to, you know, break up the bloodline yet. They already got rid of Paul Heyman. Bloodline is starting to weed out. And, you know, he got the needle mover shirt, so he stopped wearing the bloodline shirt. Indicating. But, in all actuality, he's going to win this match. And then be upset. Just this much. Just that much, I'm going to be upset. But Roman Reigns is going to win this match. And this is going to be a great fucking match. On top of that, you know, it's like watching two brothers fight each other, you know. You know, it's going to be a great match. They know each other. They know their moves. They know the ins and outs. So it's going to be very entertaining. So it's probably going to be one of the matches that I'll watch and have some popcorn ready. And I might even throw the popcorn in the air when Roman gets Superman punched by Seth. Because they're going to take each other's moves, I believe. So, this match is going to be crazy. And that's pretty much it for my predictions, man. I appreciate it. Everyone stay safe out there. Appreciate you listening to this. Yeah, have a nice one. See y'all in the next episode.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.